You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Well, good evening, folks. There's so much going on that I don't know what's going on. I don't know what to talk about tonight. So I think we're just going to have open phones tonight, and it'll be an open topic, and you can talk about anything that you want to. And I think that will take care of the whatever it is, I think, the topic for tonight. There isn't any topic. You bring up the topic. I don't care what it is. And I don't care who you are or what you're... Well, that wasn't supposed to do that. I don't care who you are, what you believe in, or what side you take. This is open topic tonight, and we'll talk about anything that you want to talk about. The number is 520-333-4578. Now we'll do the music. Well, if you're watching CNN, yeah, it's magic, all right. It's the art of illusion, deception, if you want to get right down to the bottom of it. You know, I just remembered something that happened today, and maybe we can talk about that. Is it possible to be filthy rich and be a socialist or a communist? You see, I was on the internet today, and somebody was saying what a wonderful guy John Lennon was and how he was for freedom for everybody and all that kind of stuff. Well, if you've ever listened to Imagine and some of his other songs that he wrote and performed, You know he's a socialist. If you listened to what he said all his life, he made no secret about it. No bones about the fact that John Lennon was a socialist. So Yoko Ono. I mean, they're socialists. No doubt about it. And so I just merely, you know, said that. Said it very politely. And boy did I get attacked. And the gist of the attack was, John Lennon cannot possibly be a socialist because I'm drunk. That was the first argument. When I pinned him on that and, you know, made it very clear that whether or not I was drunk, and I was not, had nothing to do whatsoever with whether John Lennon was a socialist or whether he could be a socialist. The next thing that came back to me was John Lennon couldn't possibly be a socialist because he was a filthy rich rock star. So let's talk about that. Can you be rich and still be a socialist? Can you be rich and still be a communist? And the answer might surprise you, folks, if you're not up on what's been going on in this country for the past 100 years or so. So the number is 520-333-4578. You can talk about that, or you can stick to the open topic format if you want to. I just threw this out because I think it's interesting that somebody would make a statement like that. Good evening. You're on the air.
William Cooper, sir.
That's me.
That is you, and you are the man. I want to tell you a little bit about what kind of a socialist that we face here.
Hello? Hello? He hung up. I have no idea why he hung up. I have no idea what that was all about. 520-333-4578 is the number. Can you be filthy rich and still be a socialist or a communist? Or if you want to, you can talk about anything. I don't care what it is. Open topic. 520-333-4578 is the number. You think a filthy rich rock star could still be a socialist? How about a millionaire? How about a billionaire? You know, do you have any examples? If they couldn't be, why not? Good evening. You're on the air.
Bill, how are you doing tonight?
Good. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Three words. William Jefferson Clinton.
Oh, I know what's going on. Hold on. Hold on.
Okay.
You talk. I'll be right back.
All right.
No dead air. Talk.
Okay. Filthy rich, yeah, socialist. Jefferson Clinton, the perfect example right there. Let's see. Well, most of the Democratic Party.
You're not talking. Hello? Did he hang up too? Or are we having terrible phone problems here? Let's try it again. 520-333-4578. If we're having terrible phone problems, then we have to play some music and go find out what's going on here. Because I don't have any idea. The only answering machine we have is unplugged. And so it shouldn't be causing any problems whatsoever. 520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air.
Bill Cooper, I just called you 2 minutes ago.
Well, what happened?
I was cut off completely, just dead air.
Wow.
You were there and you were gone.
Well, let's try it again.
You on the air?
Yep.
Well, Bill, I think we know where the socialist movement is coming from. Totally.
Where?
It is so apparent.
Where?
You know as well as I do.
Yeah, but the audience out there is listening. They're waiting for you to say something.
Well, I can turn on the Weather Channel, and they want to tell me what is global. Now, really, what I care about is the local cable channel carrying something that, you know, brings it close to me.
Yeah.
And what I get is global reports, nothing but.
Well, Global Reports is not necessarily socialism. That's people who believe in globalism.
What?
You can believe in one world government and not be a socialist.
Oh, I believe that. There's many good people that don't even understand the socialist movement that see global governance as something that takes away their freedom. Even on the left, I see that.
Yeah.
Big time.
Uh-huh.
I'll let it go for other callers, Bill. I wanted to tell you that I was cut off.
Okay.
That's all.
I don't know what it was. I went in and checked the answering machine, and it's unplugged. It's not. It doesn't even have a phone cord plugged into it.
What's that?
What's what?
What?
Hello?
Hello.
What's what?
Why?
Why what?
Was it plugged in?
It wasn't plugged in. I unplugged it.
Oh, okay.
I always do that for a broadcast. So when you guys call, you don't get the answering machine.
All right. I'll let you go, Bill.
Okay.
Bye.
I'm getting confused. 520-333-4578 is the number. Well, whatever it was, it seems to have cleared up, at least for right now, anyway. When I left, I went to check the answering machine. I thought, must be the answering machine. And I thought I heard an answering machine echoing in my earphones. But it wasn't even plugged in, so that was absolutely impossible. Good evening. You're on the air.
This is Fred from Columbia, Pennsylvania.
Hi, Fred.
Why, I have a little information here I'd like to know. On the 17th of November, we were sprayed by high-flying airplanes here. In the morning, gosh, there were contrails all over the area.
Well, wait a minute. What do you mean by sprayed?
Well, the planes gave a double white vapor out the back. And as the day progressed, by 3 o'clock in the afternoon, these trails, which look like contrails, but the planes weren't that high up.
But wait a minute. Now, your first statement was that you were sprayed by way high up flying aircraft.
Yeah. But,
now,
I mean, they
were. Now you're saying they weren't high up.
Let's put it this way. They were about 10 times as high as when a plane comes into the Middletown Airport.
I have no idea how high that is.
Well, I really don't know, but I could see the planes. They were large planes.
Yeah.
And they had a twin white trail, one on each side of the fuselage, as they flew over. And they were crisscrossing the whole area here. I'd say an area roughly 12 miles wide by 20 miles long.
What do you mean by crisscrossing?
Have you ever noticed an ice pond after people have been ice skating and you see the crisscross ice blade marks?
I see it here every day up in the sky.
Okay, well.
But they're not spraying anything. This just happens to be one of the places where a whole lot of air traffic corridors going to and from different airports cross right over this valley.
Yeah, but we've never had this before around here. Well, let me go on with my story, then you can tell me
okay.
what you think.
Okay.
By about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, what turned out to be a lot of white crisscross trails in the sky developed into one cloud,
spread out.
A thin cloud.
Yeah.
And it got, as the afternoon grew on, the cloud got dark, but you could see blue sky through it. Now, I have 30-some apple trees out here, and I don't always pick my apples right away because I just don't have any cold storage facilities, so I let them hang on the tree. And I've been trying. I checked with my local legislator, who checked with the State Department of Agriculture, and I even talked with a gentleman in our senator's office in Harrisburg, and not one of them knew anything about the spraying. And I stopped eating apples. In other words, we were making cider and things.
Now, wait a minute. Let me ask you again. How do you know they were spraying anything?
Well, what else could it be?
It could be
a dogfight overhead, and it sure as heck looked like a dogfight.
It could be contrails.
Yeah, but usually when you see a contrail, you see the white contrail, and if the sun's shining just right, a little twinkling speck in front, which is reflecting from the fuselage of the plane. Here you can see the whole plane. I even took a photograph of it.
What's that got to do with whether the plane was spraying or whether it's a contrail? I mean,
well,
if it sprayed something, why can't you get a sample and have it analyzed?
I've tried. I've looked. There's nothing in the dew in the morning.
That's because they're not spraying. It's contrails. We've been checking this out for a long, long time, and it's contrails. This is winter time.
Yeah.
The atmosphere right now is full of moisture. The temperature is extremely low up there, and that's the only thing you need to produce contrails. And contrails into the right atmospheric temperature and humidity will spread out and form clouds.
Yeah, this is true. I got pictures of them spreading out, forming clouds.
Yeah, but you keep saying you were sprayed. You know, if you say you're sprayed, show me some documentation. Because that's totally irresponsible. You don't know if you've been sprayed or not.
Well, okay, I've been trying to get it from the state, and the only thing I got was maybe you saw the smoke from the fire on Mount Penn in Redding. Well, we're upwind of that. That's to the east and north of us.
Well,
we wouldn't get any wind from...
Let me say this again. Every day over this valley, I bet you 100 planes go over this valley every day in all different directions.
Yeah.
And on certain temperature and humidity conditions in the atmosphere, they leave long, long, beautiful contrails that on days when the temperature and the humidity is perfect for this cloud formation phenomenon, these contrails will spread out. They will attract other ice crystals to form in the atmosphere, and they'll make a layer of cirrus clouds through which you can see blue sky.
Yeah.
And we're not being sprayed.
Okay, well, I'm glad to hear that.
If you're being sprayed, go out and get some samples of the spray from off your apples or your apple trees or the roof of your house or wherever you think the spray is. Take it to a laboratory and have it analyzed.
Okay, good
and
idea.
And if they find that you have really been sprayed, send me a certified copy of the laboratory's results, and I'll get on the air and be the first in the world to prove it.
Okay.
You see, all over the country, people are making these accusations, and not one single person has ever come up with one piece of documentation whatsoever.
All right, let me see what I can do, and I'll get back to you.
I would very much appreciate that.
Good deal.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Nice.
520-333-4578. I bet this guy's been watching the same phenomenon mostly all his life, but he didn't think he was being sprayed until all this contrail nonsense started. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Happy evening, Mr. Cooper. And I wondered if you'd ever heard of David J. Smith in Newswatch magazine.
Doesn't ring a bell.
He's
in fact, I don't think I ever heard of Newswatch magazine.
Well, I've just recently discovered him on shortwave. He comes across with some mind-blowing information that, you know, I don't know much of him myself, but he just recently, I'd already mentioned John Lennon, by the way, as being a socialist, and he also, in the same little dissertation about John Lennon, mentioned that he was under the impression that John Lennon was shot by a mind-controlled person. That's the first time I've ever heard that.
Well, if you'd have been listening to this broadcast, I said that when it happened.
Oh, fascinating. Well, yeah, I just wondered if you or anybody in the audience has ever heard of David J. Smith. He's if you get into the shortwave radio, I'm sure you can find him, but Newswatch magazine, I've just recently discovered him, so I don't know much of him, but he has a vast load of information relative to the...
Well, it's only a vast load of information if you check every single thing out and find out that it's true.
Correct.
That's what you should always do. Now, I've never heard of him, and I'm not saying that what he's saying is not true. I'm just telling you that you should listen to everybody, read everything, believe absolutely no one, including me, until you research it for yourself and find out and prove that it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just believe somebody because they're on radio, including me.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody. Nobody at all.
All right, well, thanks for being there.
You're welcome. Right. Thanks for calling. No, I never heard of the guy, but if he knows John Lennon's a socialist, he can't be all bad. 520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air.
How you doing, Bill?
I'm doing fine.
Okay. To be a socialist and be rich.
Yeah. Is that possible?
Absolutely. We've got a wonderful example right here in Omaha, Nebraska, Bill.
Who is it?
Warren Buffett.
Yep.
Now, the reason why...
He's on my list right here. I got a list of them.
You bet.
Go ahead.
He's numero uno. Well, maybe number two. It would be in your best interest to be a socialist if you were a billionaire, if you wanted to eliminate the competition, Bill.
Yep.
Because if you can push the idea that socialism's good for the people that are not the magi, let's say.
For the masses.
For the masses. then the masses, well, like myself, let's say, I start making money, and all of a sudden I start making some pretty decent money, and 50% of my wages go to pay tax. Now, if I make $120,000 a year and 50% goes to pay tax.
If you were in England, over 90% would go to pay taxes if you were making that much.
But now, if I was making $500 million a year, and then, I was paying 50%.
Then in England, you'd be paying 110%. Believe it or not, for a real high income like that, England charges 110% tax.
Isn't that wonderful, Bill?
Yeah, and everybody says how England is such a free, wonderful, democratic country. Well, they are democratic. That's what socialism has to be. But people over here don't really understand what that means.
And you would also be a socialist if you were tremendously wealthy, if for some reason you felt guilty about
your wealth.
About your wealth.
Especially if you inherited it.
Inherited, or even if you worked for it.
Well, usually people that work for it don't feel guilty about it. But people who inherit it often do.
Well, Ted Turner feels awfully guilty about it.
Ted Turncoat, you mean?
Yeah. And Mr. Warren Buffett. Anyway, have a good night, sir.
Thanks a lot.
You bet.
520-333-4578. Who else that's a millionaire or billionaire who's alive or dead was a socialist or a communist? Know the answer to that? Or you can just take advantage of the open format and bring up your own topic. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, my name is Evan Shanger. I'm in Wisconsin.
Hi.
And I've got a question.
Sure.
My dad has been, I'm sorry, I have a question first.
Hello?
Hi, I'm kind of stumbling up here.
Well, just take a deep breath and say it, whatever it is, spit it out.
The answer to your question tonight, can a socialist be filthy rich?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, why?
Because they collaborate with people in high places and they reward them. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
That's the answer.
That's the answer?
Yeah.
Well, that's a possibility.
Okay. I've got another question.
Sure.
My father's been telling me about the American Revolution and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering if you knew how Benjamin Franklin got a hold of the private letters that Sam Adams used to expose Hutchinson and Oliver.
Ah, he was given to them by a high-ranking English official while he was over there supposedly representing his colony.
Okay. Thank you.
And that's... well, let me give you a good book to read.
Yeah?
Find this book and read it. It's called Patriots. The Men Who Started the American Revolution. Write it down. Everybody in the audience, if you don't read this book, you're never gonna understand what America is all about.
What's it called again?
Patriots. The Men Who Started the American Revolution.
The men who
started the American Revolution.
Okay.
By A.J., that's A period, J period, Landguth, L-A-N-G-G-U-T-H. That's L-A-N-G-G-U-T-H. One hell of a book.
Okay.
Patriots. Patriots. The Men Who Started the American Revolution by A period, J period, Landguth, L-A-N-G-G-U-T-H. And the answer to your question is in this book.
Okay. Thank you.
Along with the answers to a lot of about 5 million other questions. Thanks for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. Every one of you out there listening, get that book and read it. Boy, you'll have your eyes open. Samuel Adams was probably the man almost solely responsible for the American Revolution. He's the instigator. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Mr. Cooper. This is a call from Woodville. I'm a few miles north of Sopchoppy.
Sopchoppy, Florida. Okay.
Contrails. Some time ago, we had a tropical storm here called Beryl and Alberto. We had quite a bit of water.
Uh-huh.
I called the local mosquito control office. a county agency and ask that this area be sprayed. They said they will get on Saturday morning, the next morning.
Okay.
That following Saturday, I was tuned into a local talk show, and a man called in from this small town, and he told them that the CIA was spraying nerve gas down here in his yard, and he wanted it stopped. So what was going on, the health department or mosquito control people, they were emitting stuff that looked something like kitty litter, I guess. The pellets would come down in the water, and a little later on they would dissipate and kill any larvae. The problem with the contrails is people do not realize that all contrails are is nothing more than exhaust. Visible exhaust. There is another way for an aircraft to spray or cover an area, and that is through something called overboard discharges. Sound familiar?
Yeah. Yeah, they have to, they dump fuel.
That's right. In a P-3 aircraft, same process on how they swoop down and release sonar buoys into the water. So this is going to be a pro and con subject for some time to come.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, it's no subject at all until one of these crazy people produces some proof, and then they stop being crazy, and then we'll be able to prove something.
That's right.
But they see a plane fly over. They see a contrail, which, by the way, is not exhaust gases. It, the exhaust gases in the atmosphere at very low temperatures with just the right humidity causes ice crystals to be formed in the atmosphere. And that's really what you see. That's really what the contrails are. They're just a cloud, actually.
Right. That's what I call an exhaust.
Yeah. Under the right conditions, once this contrail cloud forms, it can cause other ice crystals to begin to materialize in the atmosphere, and it'll look like it's spreading out, but it's really a cloud forming, and the contrail is the seed that caused it to form.
Yes, well, the next time that gentleman from South Tropic calls up, ask him about his town down there. It's a little bit of paradise because when I was a child, I had the wonderful experience of growing up there for about 4 or 5 years.
Ah.
It's really nice.
Well, Dave's a pretty nice guy.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling. 520-333-4578. Yeah, when they had all that water down there. You know, Florida has a bad mosquito problem anyway. And when a hurricane or something like that comes through and causes, you know, six times the normal water amount, they have mosquito epidemics, and they have to spray for it. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Mr. Cooper. This is Charlie from upstate New York.
Hi, Charlie.
What are you
doing?
Socialist?
What are you doing in New York? That's socialist heaven.
I am. I'm trying to rustle things up.
You got a thumb?
Pardon me?
You got a thumb?
Socialist.
Have you got a thumb?
A thumb?
Thumb. T-H-U-M-B. Thumb. Have you got a thumb?
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
You got a backpack?
Backpack, yes.
You got a warm coat?
A warm coat?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Got some good shoes?
Yes.
Then get the hell out of socialist heaven. Get out there on the highway, stick your thumb out. I just saw a movie recently. It was a really funny movie about something about cowgirls. Uma Thurman starred in it. And she had all these problems in her life because her thumbs were about three times longer than normal. And she could stop a car on a dime on any highway in the country. It was a comedy, and it was a good movie. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
I'm just funning with you.
That's okay. There's a lot of people up here that realize what's going on.
Good.
As far as a rich socialist,
yeah,
I don't believe it's possible because socialists believe that the wealth should be spread evenly, and if they're rich, they're not a true socialist.
Are you trying to tell me that Stalin wasn't rich?
No, he was a communist.
Well, what is communism?
That's like the elite part. That's like a twisted version of socialism, but they're elitist.
No, according to Marx and Lenin and Mao, by the way, the goal of socialism is communism.
It's communism, right.
Mao's communism is a little different than Marx and Lenin's communism, but all, you know, Marx and Lenin said democracy is indispensable to socialism. The ultimate goal of socialism is communism. And Lenin always talked about the government and the politics in the Soviet Union as being socialism. He never referred to it as communism. Neither did Stalin, by the way.
Okay, but don't they believe that the wealth should be evenly spread?
No, that's what they tell the, quote, masses, end quote. That's not what they practice.
Right. Oh, yeah, I know that.
Marx, if you read all of Marx's writings, and if you read Friedrich Engels' writings also, you'll find that they developed socialism as the perfect method for an oligarchy to control what they call the downtrodden masses. Both men had no respect whatsoever or life. Both men had no respect whatsoever or liking for the working man, or for, in fact, Marx was a Jew-hating Jew who also hated blacks. He was a racist.
Yeah.
Who hated his own race. He hated working men. He hated poor people. But you got to read all this stuff.
Don't just
read what the university professors hand you in Socialism 101. You've got to really get into depth in their writings if you find out that this is just a despicable method of controlling people to enslave them.
Boy. I tried to get a hold of Trangis Rice's book.
Uh-huh.
And it's not even listed in the local libraries.
You've got to be joking.
I'm serious. I had to lie. I couldn't find it.
Then go to used bookstores.
There you go.
And you'll find it somewhere in a used bookstore. And if you can't find it there, go to a book search service, and they'll find it for you for a small fee.
Okay.
If you're looking for a real rare book, they'll charge a big fee. But if you're looking for something like that, it's just a small fee.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your information.
You're welcome.
So you have a good night, and my prayers are with you.
Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate that very much.
You're quite welcome, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome. For those of you who have been calling or writing or sending me email asking about Pauline and Tim, Tim is still in Prescott, still undergoing this extensive, terrible treatment, which, by the way, when I heard about what it is, I wouldn't do it on a bet, but supposedly it will help him. I don't know if it will or not. Pauline came back here yesterday, I believe it was yesterday, or the night before, and she's working all day, taking care of people in their homes, and then she's working all night at the old folks' homes to try to make up for the loss of income. And I don't know how she's doing it. I really don't. She gets no sleep. She has 5 children to take care of. I've offered to do anything I can, but she says she doesn't want to be indebted to anybody. And, you know, I can't fault her for that, because that's the way I feel, too, about myself. Good evening. You're on the air. Hello? Goodbye. 520-333-4578 is the number. I have no idea who that was. They weren't going to talk, that's for sure. 520-333-4578 is the number. Can a socialist be filthy rich and still be a socialist? Or can a filthy rich person be a socialist? Or a billionaire or a rich rock star, can they be a socialist? Good evening, you're on the air. Hello?
I was reading on the internet today about the gun control out in California, and that they had outlawed the semi-automatic rifles.
Yep.
And that they had about 15,000 people, I believe, who are ignorant enough to go down and register them when they were just going to register them.
Yeah.
Originally the state said, well, we would just register them and we're not going to make them illegal.
That's always a trap. It's always been a trap throughout history. I'm just absolutely amazed that those dummies fell for it.
Yeah, they are dumb. And I was reading today on the Free Republic website that only about 5% of the people who registered the guns have turned them in, that most of the people are not turning them in. But, you know, since they already registered them, they're really in a tight spot.
Yeah, I think only 350 of the rifles have been turned in.
Out of 15,000, I believe.
Well, that's the 15,000 that registered. There's a couple of million who didn't register that have those rifles also.
Oh, really? That many?
Oh, yes.
I didn't know that. because I know that here in western North Carolina in the mountains, there are a lot of those kind of rifles.
Yep.
I didn't have any idea that they were in the millions, though.
Oh, yes.
Well, the way I look at it is if the government or any state can outlaw semi-automatic rifle, or if they can outlaw any kind of gun, they can outlaw all of them.
Constitutionally, they can't outlaw any of them or put any restrictions on owning any weapon whatsoever or cause you to register your weapon or fill out any forms when you purchase them whatsoever. They only get away with it because the stupid sheeple let them. They don't refuse. They don't say no. They don't, you know, tell a gun dealer, hey, if you make me fill out that form, you stupid, ignorant jerk, we'll make sure that your store is picketed and you never sell another gun to anybody. But why are you acting as a federal agent for the ATF? Are they paying you?
Who, me?
No, the gun dealer.
Oh. Well, you see, the whole thing is that Charles Schumer, who's the senator from New York...
The whole thing is, don't blame it on Schumer, the whole thing is this has become a nation of cowards. Ignorant, apathetic cowards.
Yeah, I'm on a payphone, so I'm going to have to go in about a minute.
Okay.
But Charles Schumer said that within 5 years, we will have a law in this country to register every unregistered firearm.
Well, he can say that all he wants to. That, and they might even pass the law, but ain't nobody going to go register their firearm.
Well, that's good. And can you just tell me one thing? Why did they make last November the 30th, I think, where you had to sign every time you went to purchase ammunition?
I have no idea. But why are you signing if you purchase ammunition? And why are the gun dealers making you do that?
They won't sell it to you.
Well, close their shop. Get the neighborhood together, picket their shop, and make sure that nobody ever buys another anything from them.
Uh-huh.
Federal government can't do that.
I agree with you. And
they only get away with it because people let them.
You
see,
know,
the gun dealers are afraid that they'll lose their license.
Yeah.
If they never got a license in the first place, they wouldn't have to be afraid, would they?
Yeah.
Hello? I'm here.
Hold on 1 minute. I have to put some more money in.
Okay. He's putting money in, Paul.
In these 2000 elections that are coming up, they're going to use this gun control issue real big.
Yeah.
Try to defeat a lot of the conservative senators. They said Richard Gephardt intentionally stopped this gun legislation from going through.
Good.
Because he wants to use it as a campaign issue.
Yeah.
So I feel what they're going to do in this upcoming election, they're going to knock off about 5 Republican senators who oppose this latest gun control bill.
Only if the American sheeple allow it to happen.
Well, they will allow it to happen.
Then they'll get what they deserve, won't they?
Well, they will, but the American people are very ignorant.
No, most of the American people are very ignorant. Some of us are not.
No, the majority of them are, though.
Yeah, and that's right.
All I'm saying is that the American people believe, I just don't understand it, somehow they believe that more gun control legislation is going to really result in less crime.
It's because they're stupid.
They're ignorant.
They're also stupid. They've got the facts in front of them. They won't look at them. That makes them stupid. You're ignorant when you don't know.
Okay, let me
when
say
you have the facts
before I leave. A rich socialist is the one that I think of is Barbara Streisand, because when Bill Clinton was running the first time, Barbara Streisand said that we need higher taxes.
Well, that doesn't make her a socialist. Although that's a good indication. It doesn't make her one.
Well, I believe that you can be a socialist. There are people like Barbara Streisand who like to live very wealthy, but they want other people to be controlled.
Yeah. And by the way, she is a socialist.
Oh, I'm sure she is.
Yeah, she is.
Okay, well, you have a good night.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Oh, boy. Yeah, Barbara Streisand is a socialist. She's made no secret of that either, just like John Lennon made no secret of it. 520-333-4578. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah,
Bill?
No, this is George.
Oh, sorry. You. You know, you're talking about demonstrating and these...
I need you to talk louder.
Okay, the gun legislation that you're talking about,
uh-huh.
You know, you say picket gun dealers who make you fill out the forms and stuff.
Yeah, all the gun owners get together, pick at the store, shut him down.
Well, you know, they just tried to picket a conference on the World Trade Organization in Seattle. They got shot down by the militant police forces. You know, so they're shutting down.
What you're saying is everybody's a coward.
Well,
is that right? Those people in Seattle weren't cowards. They got out there and picketed. Even though I disagree with what they were picketing about, they weren't cowards.
Well, that's true, but they also got some jaws broken, some teeth knocked out.
Oh, gee. Oh, man. Let's cry to George Washington about that. Let's cry to all those men who died in the American Revolution, gave up their lives and legs and arms to build this country. Oh, man, let's just whine about getting our jaw broke because we protested. Oh, my goodness.
Well, we might be getting what we deserve. I agree with you with that. Because, you know, Clinton has sold us out.
No,
and,
we...
America's going down.
We sold us out.
That's true. That's true.
We sold us out. And we can do something about it. We can change it. But first, we have to stop being cowards and worry about getting our jaw broke or whatever. If you're not willing to die for freedom, you cannot have it. You cannot have it.
That's true.
Under any circumstances whatsoever. You can't have it.
So what is your solution to all this?
My solution is draw a line and say no. Screw you. This is it. You're not taking this country down any further. And I'm willing to die for that.
You don't think it's gone too far?
It's never gone too far if you're willing to die for what you believe in. If you're not willing to die for what you believe in, it's gone way too far, and you should just put the chains on your own ankles and stop whining and be a good little slave.
True. I heard you the other night on your program say that it's December the 8th and we're still here. We're supposed to be in concentration camps.
Yeah, that's what all these talk show hosts all across the country, like Alex Jones and, all of them, were telling everybody that we were there was going to be a big roundup on December the 8th.
Well, do you deny their existence?
Whose existence?
The camps.
What camps?
I guess that answers that.
You got an address? What's the address of the camp?
I've seen pictures. They're supposedly...
You've seen pictures? 700 and some odd.
So they say. They've got addresses.
What about you? If there's 700 and some of them, there's got to be one near you. Have you ever driven out to check on it?
Never have myself.
Uh-huh. That's what I figured.
So you deny their existence?
I didn't say that. I asked you to tell me where there's a camp.
I don't have the exact locations, but I have seen and heard. And you're talking about the contrails as well. I mean, you sound as if you doubt that we have a government that would be above spraying contrails over...
You can't spray contrails. Contrails are natural phenomena formed in the atmosphere when a heat-producing, when an exhaust-producing engine goes through that atmosphere under certain temperature and humidity conditions. You can't spray a contrail. Contrail is naturally formed.
Would you be suspicious if you saw crisscrossing and figure eight shapes?
No, I see it every day right here. Every single day right above this valley.
You're not seeing overlapping contrails?
I see hundreds of them.
Well,
we're right under a major intersection of probably 100 different jet corridors and aircraft flight paths going to and from airplanes in the southwest and all over the western part of the United States.
In a particular, different situation. Where you are. But I'm talking about just in general.
Let me say this again. If you think you're being sprayed, then something must be falling down upon the ground. And if it is, get it, take it to a laboratory, send me a certified copy of the lab results proving that you're being sprayed by something that is harmful. And I'll be the first one to get on the radio and reveal it to the world. Until then, all you're doing is spreading rumors.
But you haven't heard enough complaints personally to...
Complaints? My butt! I want some proof. I don't live on complaints.
I've noticed a lot of these huge planes, like Jim was talking about, flying in formation, 6-7 in a row, maybe 1,000 feet, way below commercial aircraft level.
What's new about that? The military does it all the time. Do you know how many airports there are in this country?
Well, I know most of the military bases have been closed down, and most of our troops are overseas.
Well, that may or may not be true. Can you prove that? Or did you hear it on some talk show?
Do you believe there's foreign troops on U.S. soil at this very moment?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Most of them are here for training and will go back to their country after they've been trained in some particular aspect of military performance.
You don't seriously believe that, do you?
I do seriously believe that.
While they're trying to take our guns at every turn, and you honestly believe that?
Where are the foreign troops?
Well, they're in Fort Polk, Louisiana.
Doing what?
Well, I don't know. It's unconstitutional. You keep talking about the Constitution, which basically is null and void at this very moment.
I never said. I never doubted that for a minute.
Well, I agree with you. It's unconstitutional for foreign troops to be here.
But no, it's not. It's not unconstitutional for foreign troops to be here.
It is not.
It is not.
Armed military foreign troops.
The government has the right and the power to cause treaties to be made with foreign countries. And some of those treaties are that some of our military personnel, where they'll go to their country for training, and some of theirs will come to here for training.
I was under the impression that was unconstitutional.
It's not unconstitutional. Show me in the Constitution where it's unconstitutional for the government to make a treaty.
Well, it's not unconstitutional for them to take your guns. I mean, they're doing it.
Well, it is unconstitutional, but the people are letting them do it.
Well, I guess it's trying to stop that.
But you haven't answered my question. Where are these foreign troops and what are they doing?
I don't know what they're doing. I told you they're in Fort Pope.
I know that there's some foreign troops at Fort Pope being trained by the American military in certain specialist fields, and they go back to their country when they're done.
And you're sure of that?
Absolutely sure of it.
You've absolutely witnessed them being loaded and going back?
Yes.
Okay. I'll take your word on it.
The only permanent foreign base that I know of in this country is a German Air Force base in New Mexico.
What about the Long Beach?
What about it?
Didn't the Chinese buy that?
No, not that I know of.
Well, there must be a lot of disinformation out.
Well, I'm glad you're finally getting the message. And, you're always welcome to call, but I sure would appreciate you putting forth some documentation and some proof. And stop passing on rumors.
Do you ever listen to the Overcomer Ministry that come on just before you were on?
Are you talking about Brother Stair?
Yeah.
I've listened to Brother Stair for years.
Hey.
He's the last day prophet of God.
You better believe it.
And he has made about, I don't know, at least 300 or 400 prophecies and predictions that I know of, none of which have ever come true.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that doesn't sound like a prophet of God to me, does it to you?
You just refer to him as the last day prophet.
No, that's what he calls himself.
Oh, yeah, I knew that. I didn't know if you were being facetious. I guess you were. But, I mean, he talks a lot about, people that called in, talked about the contrails and so forth.
Yeah.
And the camps or whatever.
But none of them furnish any proof, do they?
Well, I guess the closest proof I've seen is from Tex Mars Ministry. He's the one that I've seen some pamphlets come out where they had the pictures and supposedly the addresses of those.
Have you checked it out?
Not personally.
Let me say this again. If there's 700 concentration camps in this country, at least one of them must be near where you're at. Find it, take pictures, document it, get witnesses to sign affidavits, send them to me, and I'll announce its location on the air.
But I'd be wasting my time, according to you, I guess.
Why? What did I just tell you? If you can prove that it exists, I will announce it on the air. Now, how's that wasting your time?
Well, I mean, if they're not there, then I guess I should waste my time looking for something that is.
I didn't say they weren't there. I said, tell me the location of a concentration camp. And stop passing on rumors. Go out, prove it. Document it.
Well, you've cleared that up.
I hope so.
You got any more good information for me?
I got tons of it. Just keep listening to the broadcast.
Okay.
Okay?
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Thanks for calling. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. 520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, this is Wayne Cooper?
Yes, it is. It's who you called.
Hello?
Goodbye. I don't have time to play games, folks. 520-333-4578. Every moment of this airtime is precious. We pay for it. Please don't play these silly games. If you want to talk, call and talk. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Good evening, Bill. I couldn't believe the phone call about the contrails again. Here we go again. Chasing our tail in the circle.
Yeah, well.
I live here right next to an international airport, and there's contrails all over the sky. Come on. I don't know what these people are thinking.
Well, if you were actually being sprayed, then there'd be an awful lot of dead people, wouldn't it?
There sure would be, and here I am in a metro area with plenty of people.
Where's all the dead people?
Exactly. How about the workers that work?
I know what it is. I got the answer.
What is it?
the stuff that they're spraying with in the contails,
yeah,
it kills you and then makes you invisible.
And you're talking about the millionaire socialist.
Yeah, you are. Somebody will repeat that on some other talk show tomorrow.
Oh, it'll be running all over the internet.
Bill Cooper said that the contrails kill you and then makes you invisible. That's why we can't find any bodies.
Oh, man, I tell you. I'm just sitting here shaking my head. I'm looking and I'm going, can you believe it? Here we go again. You know?
Yeah.
And you're talking about the millionaire socialist.
And there's 700 concentration camps, but nobody can show me one.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a new one on me. I've looked all over. I can't find none. You know, the only one I can think of is possibly the one in, you know, everyone's mind.
Well,
you know.
I can tell you for a fact there are camps set up waiting to be used. I know where some of them are. I don't know if there's any more than those few I know about or not. But there are no prisoners there. There are no guards. There's nobody there.
Like old Manzanar?
Yeah.
Yeah, see? There you go. Yep. Well, I just sat there. I heard the whole contrail thing again, and I says, not again. I said, you know, after a while, it seems to die down. Then it just jumps back up again. It just takes off running.
Yeah, and it's amazing. As many times as these people have been sprayed, they're still healthy. They can still call me and tell me about it, and they're not dying. They're not dead. Their teeth aren't falling out. Their ears haven't withered away.
Where's the body?
And they still got their hair, and, you know, and they're still going about their business, and there's no bodies, and the hospitals aren't full, and nobody's dropping dead.
Yeah. I have friends that work at the airport, and they're exposed to the exhaust.
Oh, my God. They're going to die.
They fuel up the plane,
yeah,
and they're all in perfectly good health.
Sure.
I guess common sense is just gone.
There is no common sense.
That's a fact. That's a fact. Everyone better put a little bit on their Christmas list.
better put a lot on their Christmas list.
Yep. Hey, you were talking about millionaire socialist.
Yeah, can it happen?
Well, yeah, you got Ted Turner.
Ted Turncoat. Turncoat, please.
Yeah, he gave a pretty healthy check.
Let's use his real name. It's Ted Turncoat.
And Hanoi Jane.
Hanoi Jane, yes, that's another one.
Arm and Hammer.
Armin Hammer was a devout communist all his life, was a member of the Communist Party, and was actually spying and helping set up spy rings in this country for old Joseph Stalin, and he wasn't even embarrassed to admit it.
No, proud of it.
And he was a billionaire.
Yes, forget the million, we'll go with a B for billion.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Ted Turncoat just gave $1 million to the United Nations.
Right.
To help bring about...
their money... where their sick minds are at.
Yeah.
Where most of the patriots will sit there and sit on their last dollar and never do a damn thing with it.
Mm-hmm. And if he wasn't a commie, would he marry commie Hanoi Jane?
Birds of a feather roost together.
Yeah, really.
Yep, but see, they're put their money behind their ideals and their goals.
Yep.
And that's why they're winning.
That's right.
And this country's losing.
That's right.
You know. Americans better wake up, and people worldwide better wake up.
Yep.
You know,
what
it's
world?
The hour.
I want world government. Well, what's it going to be like? Well, I don't know. Well,
how much is it going to cost you?
If you don't know what it's going to be, why do you want it? Well,
right.
It sounds like a good idea to me, and there wouldn't be any more wars. How do you know? Are there any guarantees? Well, no, I don't know, but, well, then why do you want world government? Well, you know, it just sounds nice, and, you know, everybody could sort of come together, you know, like that song that John Lennon wrote, Come Together, and then we could all live in that song called Imagine.
You mean John Lennon?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen to the words, the lyrics in his song Imagine. Imagine there is no countries. Imagine there is no religion. Just listen to all the words in his one song, and someone's going to tell me that he's not a socialist.
Imagine there's no worry.
That's right. Don't worry. Big Brother will take care of you.
Yeah.
Well, I just had a call in because I was sitting back shaking my head so hard I thought I was going to hit the floor.
Hey, puke face Clinton, I'm still here, and I'm still the most dangerous radio host in America. And you're still a commie, pinko, lying, sex-raving, immoral, unethical maniac. Socialist. And we all
God
know.
God bless you. You know, I couldn't get you on shortwave last couple nights. It's just been bad reception. So I just heard about Tim and everything, and my prayers go out with him and his family.
Thank you.
You know,
I'm sure they will appreciate that very much.
Yes. Well, you take care of yourself, Bill.
Okay.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Take care.
Good night. Thanks for calling. Well, we got time for maybe one or two more calls. 520-333-4578. Yep, the Kremlin is occupying the White House. Everybody thought the Soviet Union fell. No, nope, they just moved to Washington, D.C. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Cooper.
Hello.
After they do outlaw guns,
mm-hmm.
I plan to go down into Colombia in South America,
yeah,
and manufacture weapons and smuggle them through Florida. And I'm going to disguise them as cocaine.
Hey, that's a good idea.
I believe I can just go right through with them.
Yeah, well, if you tell them that you're a member of the intelligence community, they won't even inspect your cargo.
Oh, there you go. I'll give you one of those C-130s and bring them in by the time.
Yeah. Just flash a badge and say, I'm with the CIA, and we got a load of coke here, and we're, you know, this is for the masses.
And after they do outlaw guns, the police won't need guns or bulletproof vests or anything like that because there'll be no threat.
Oh, that's gonna be another shocker for the police of the nation to find out that they're gonna be disarmed also.
How wouldn't that be a kick?
Oh, that's what's gonna happen. That's what's gonna happen.
The world just gets more interesting every day, Mr. Cooper.
Oh yeah, I'm looking forward to all this stuff myself. Maybe one day I'll actually get to shoot one of these subversive bastards.
Yeah, that day could come.
Yeah.
Well, good to talk to you again, Mr. Cooper.
Thanks for calling.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye now.
And don't be shocked. I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait to reinstate, to restore constitutional Republican government. And if these people want to stand between me and doing that, I will be happy to shoot them. Good evening. You're on the air.
Mr. Cooper.
Yes, that's me.
I've been listening to you for several years. Matter of fact, about 9 years, and turned on the shortwave tonight, and I heard the gentleman before talk about David J. Smith,
uh-huh.
And I've researched a lot of his stuff, plus a lot of yours, and he is, he's top-notch, just like you are. And then another thing that I would like to talk about as far as the contrails, which I will agree with as far as the atmosphere and everything else. But one thing that I would like to express myself with is as far as everybody cannot be led astray just by the first thing that they hear. They do have to document and research everything that they hear.
That's right, because this is the age of deception.
Yes, it is.
99% that you're ever going to hear or see is going to be bullshit. Total lie.
That I will agree with that. And another thing that I would like to express is that not getting into the religion aspect of anything, but
yeah.
if you look in a dictionary, religion, the definition of religion just means to bring together. That's all it means. So, as far as the religion part of it, mainstream religion, no, don't go there. I don't, and I know you don't.
Nope.
And as far as anybody out there, before they go in the church Sunday or anything else, they better go and look things up to see what the holidays are, Christmas, Easter, and all of that. Before they go bowing in. Yeah.
Listen, I got to let you go. We're out of time.
Okay.
Can't help it.
All right.
Good night. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
And good night, folks. God bless each and every single one of you. Good night, Pooh, Annie, and Allison. I love you.